College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Super Bowl week, game in 5 days. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Reminder, or perhaps not a reminder if you don't know. Joe and Hugh, their show to follow. Then after that, Spike, Ike, and Jack, both shows down at Radio Row in New Orleans. Obviously, they'll have some guests dialed up and should be a great, not only day of coverage, but week of coverage as they broadcast down there from the Big Easy. We'll talk to actor and comedian Michael Rappaport. He's got an event coming up in town in a couple weeks. Big sports fan. And, John, I guess we'll needle him on the Saquon thing because he's a Giants fan. So that's got to hurt. Look, he'll probably take some shots at John Mara, is my guess. And, James, we welcome those shots. It's one thing we can join
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, we're all aligned on that one.
That. Sure.
All right, so Michael Rappaport joins us in about 5 or 10 minutes. Let's go to the phones right now, 215-592-9494, Super Bowl week. Kenny with us right now. Good morning, Ken.
I can't believe it. I just texted you what just happened. I'm sitting in traffic on Kelly Drive.
What happened?
And I look out on the Schuylkill River, and sitting on the ice is a bald eagle.
Wow.
If that's not a sign, I don't
Amazing.
Know what is.
Amazing.
I like that.
Wow.
Oh, man. It's just,
so cool.
It's, you know, John, it's and everybody, this whole week I'm trying to work. I'm trying to concentrate. Every day I am dressed head to toe, even my underwear, in Eagle stuff. And everywhere I go, I'm just so excited. My wife was giving me crap this morning. She goes, "You're damn near 60 years old and you're acting like a kid." And I said, "Yes, I am. Yes, I am."
Like a kid in a candy store.
Well, Kenny,
all are.
You know,
we're at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Kenny, you know these things don't come around often. You've seen enough to know, you know, this is more on the rare side for us.
No, it you know, my son is 14. This is his third. I'm going to be 60, and this is my fifth. But no, they do not come around
right.
that often. And you know what? And she goes, "You're going to go to Broad Street if they win?" I said, "Well, first off, when they win, absolutely. Because that's why I'm here. That's why I didn't go to New Orleans. I want to be with my peeps. I want to celebrate. I want a high five. I want a hug.
Sure.
I want to climb the poles. I want to do everything. Because this is just, this does not happen every day.
No.
This is our Eagles, man. I'm just so... how am I going to work this week, Joe? Help me.
You're not.
Help me.
You're not. You're
certainly won't be productive, that's for
Kenny,
sure.
Here's, no, James is right. You will work, but not with productivity. You will fake your way through it, and everyone will have to deal with it. And that's okay.
Oh,
because they'll understand. Because they're doing the same thing. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's doing the same. All right. Ken, give me a great answer. Kenny, give me a great answer. A non-Philadelphia playoff moment, you could win. Reminder. You can qualify today to win either the Jalen Hurts signed jersey or the Brandon Graham signed jersey.
Well, this one's important because it led to the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. Stephon Diggs catch against the Saints.
Yeah.
So they win that miracle and get to come here and get their ass kicked by us.
That's pretty good. He ties it in.
I like that.
I respect that.
Yes.
That's good stuff. All right, coming up here in 1 minute, we're going to give you the poll results, including the Eagles' defense against the Kansas City offense and how people are sizing up that matchup. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years and how they can help you as well. You know, for me, it's been, you know, over 2 decades now of great care under PI Dental Center with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. I've never needed a major reconstruction of my teeth. I've been fortunate, both because of their great care, but also good luck to never have a major problem. But there are a lot of people in society that have big issues. Right now, you might be one of them. And know this, if it's a recent situation, an accident, a fall, you got banged up, or a long-standing issue, perhaps your entire life you've always wanted to get resolved, know that PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, they can fix you up. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. I strongly encourage you, if you got a problem, get yourself to the best. And the best is PI Dental Center. Visit their website, PIDentalCenter.com. That's PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Michael Rappaport soon. Phone calls all throughout the hour. John, let's close out our poll questions. We got two different questions here, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. And in 2025, Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $22,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Knowing, John, that so many of us, and I don't define that as our show, so many listening, so many millions throughout the Delaware Valley are picking the Eagles, I thought these would be two interesting polls that maybe people would, you know, vote KC-oriented or maybe stick with the home team. Could go either way polls. So, John, let's start with better defensive coordinator. Who would you vote for, John? Better defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, Steve Spagnuolo?
Oh, my gosh. Vic Fangio has spawned, I mean, copycats everywhere, but Spags has, how many? Four. Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, Vic has never had Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback.
Right.
So I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, I think I'm going to defer to the elder statesman here.
Vic?
I think Vic Fangio deserves that respect. He's done it for so long.
So Spags wins the poll. 52% say Spags, but this is a close one, obviously, 52-48, and obviously it could go either way. It's a great matchup. I mean, two extremely accomplished coordinators.
Incredible.
All right. The poll question I thought that was even more interesting, because I really think, in my opinion, this speaks to the heart of the game. Which unit has the greater advantage in Super Bowl 59? Is it A, Patrick Mahomes with Kansas City's offense, which includes Andy Reid as play caller, or B, the Eagles' defense, which includes their talent and obviously Vic Fangio? Ben, which would you vote for there? I mean, what a compelling freaking matchup.
I could never go against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so you're keeping it real.
Yeah.
And that's what you believe.
Now, having said that, I very much think, like Ken said earlier, I think the Eagles could go out there and dominate, but I just don't put anything past Mahomes. You can't.
John, how do you think?
They can be great. The defense can be great, and Patrick Mahomes can still grind out a 20-play drive where he hits the right guy
on
every pass.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating about him. He's that good.
Well, look, Mahomes is all-timer. Eagles defense isn't, but they're new to the scene with greatness, and they're really great.
And the question is, who has the advantage, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes or the Eagles' defense?
Here's the exact question. Which unit has the greater advantage in Super Bowl 59? Mahomes with Kansas City's offense, which includes Reid, or the Eagles' defense, which includes their personnel and Vic Fangio? Mm-hmm. John, how do you think people voted? A lot of votes. Who gets the nod here? Mahomes and the KC offense or the Eagles' number one ranked day?
I mean, I think the right answer is Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, but I don't think people are going to vote for that. So I'll say 40% say Mahomes.
69% say the Eagles defense, which, of course, if that's the case, then the Eagles win the game. I mean, it really is a great matchup. All right, let's talk to one of the great actors and comedians. He's got an event coming up in town February 14th at the Fillmore. Love Michael Rapaport. I love the great movie Beautiful Girls now, gosh, about 30 years ago. And funny guy, comedian, actor, big sports fan, Mr. Michael Rapaport. Michael, welcome to WIP. How are you, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? How's it going, Philadelphia? I know it's a big week, stressful week, exciting week, and I am hoping to see Taylor Swift cry.
Well said.
I want to see if her mascara can hold up after a ginormous loss, and we know she loves her man when he's winning, but will she still ride with him when he takes a ginormous loss?
Well, wow, so you don't hold any negative. There's no animosity toward Philadelphia for Saquon Barkley leaving your team and exiting and making us the best team in the world.
Excuse me. There's boatloads. There's years and decades and reason after reason why I cannot stand the Philadelphia Eagles.
Just remember, Michael, we could hang up on you real quick, man. Just know that.
No,
but you're rooting for them?
Listen, I'm a complicated person, and I've thought about this, in depth. Yes, historically, I have a lot of problems with the Philadelphia Eagles, a lot. I am a Philadelphia 76er fan, not as much as I love my New York Giants. I mean, my New York Knicks. Or my New York Giants.
What do you mean? How do you do this?
My first favorite player, my first favorite athlete was the great Dr. J.
Yeah.
He was beyond an athlete. He was like a superhero to me.
Yeah.
And my first favorite movie was Rocky. So I have an affinity for Philadelphia. Obviously, I love the Sixers through the Dr. J, Moses Malone, Andrew Toney,
sure.
Bobby Jones, Caldwell Jones years.
It sounds like you have good taste. Michael, it sounds like you just have good taste that's led you to Philadelphia in the past.
I like this.
Yes.
And it sort of lingers.
Yeah. And I'm sick and tired of Mahomes, sick and tired of Travis Kelce, his mustache and his haircuts. And
he has
and
a beard
Saquon
now.
Saquon Barkley, you know, I'm happy for him. I'm truly happy for him because he would not have the season that he had he been with the Giants.
That's true.
And, you know, he's beloved, and it's the Giants' fault, so we can't hold it against Saquon.
That's big of you.
So, listen, I'm a mature, complicated, person. So, like I said at the beginning of the call, before you guys got all confused, I know, it's confusing. I want to see Taylor Swift. I want to see, you know, she's up there with, you never know who's going to be in the booth. I want to see that mascara running. On Sunday.
Well, Michael, I agree. You'll remember Giselle, Brady's wife, after one of those Super Bowl losses for him, mm-hmm. started ripping all the other teammates.
That he can't throw and catch.
Yeah. So I one of those things from Taylor would be beautiful.
So we're hoping they turn on each other.
I want to hear her call out, you know, like Isaiah Pacheco or like, you know, Andy Reid. Why didn't he make... why didn't he throw the ball to my boyfriend? I want to hear like that kind of confusion.
Yeah, get petty. Chaos. Get petty and start blaming.
I agree. Right. Now, Mike, let's get to some other stuff here. So I know you're a Knicks fan. Would you want Joel Embiid on the Knicks? Is he, in your opinion, a loser or someone that could help put your team over the top if you guys can acquire him? Because the trade Joel talk is starting to pick up fervor around here, and I'm just curious from your standpoint how you view him.
Well, when he's healthy, he's great. I think obviously health has been an issue before he even stepped foot in Philadelphia. If a healthy Joel Embiid, everybody in the league wants, but that doesn't seem to be something that you could, really
count on.
You know, yeah, you can't count on it. So as far as right now, no. I mean, obviously the NBA is reeling from this Luka Doncic trade, Anthony Davis trade. And, you know, I could get, Joel, you know, maybe I think this year for the Sixers, as far as the most disappointing, franchises this season, I think you guys, I think the New Orleans Pelicans have been really disappointing. But the Sixers, as far as a big market team, you know, with all the injuries, Tyrese Maxey is obviously sick. I don't know why you chose, to give Paul George all that money. I mean, does anyone not have a birth certificate?
It's not working out, man. We're in a bad way. And also, the Sixers ignored all the Villanova players that have gone on to star in the NBA, which is a killer because they were all right here, and none of them got drafted particularly high. They all could have been grabbed, and it's brutal. All right, Mike, let me ask you this. This event you got coming up, man. So this is very cool. Valentine's Day night. It's February 14th. It's at the Fillmore. Right. Tell me about this comedy show and what's on tap for our audience to see with you.
Well, like I said, when I come to Philly, I expect you guys to be back on track after a week of celebration, safe celebration.
There you go.
I don't want anybody, getting into any trouble or hurt at the celebration, hopefully for you guys to win the Eagles. I love doing comedy. I love doing shows in Philly. I've done a bunch of shows in Philly before. It's my first time performing at the Fillmore.
It's a great venue.
I love interacting with and just the people. You guys have a great sense of humor. And, I feel like Philadelphia and New Yorkers are like cousins. You know, we get each other. I've always had... a great time there. I like to break chops. I like to break my own chops. And I'm expecting a night of love. It's the night of love, Valentine's Day. I'm expecting, some Super Bowl, talk, obviously. We'll be breaking Taylor Swift's chops, and we're going to have a great time. February 14th at the Fillmore in Philadelphia. It's a lot of fa-fa-fas.
Well, I love it. And tickets available at Michael's website, michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Again, that's michaelrapaportcomedy.com, February 14th, 10 days from now, at the Fillmore. Michael, let's talk some Hollywood, man. You've been in a number of movies. A well-known actor that you loved working with? And then if you want to go there, who was a pain in the ass?
I'll be honest, as far as the pain in the ass, I there's a lot of, you know, sort of like stereotypes of actors.
Yep.
I've never seen another person freak out, go crazy. I've seen people have bad afternoons. I've had bad afternoons where you're grumpy or whatever. But I've never seen that stereotypical director freak out. I've never seen a stereotypical actor or actress freak out. That's the truth, you know. As far as the people I've worked with, I mean, I got to work with Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone and Copland. And obviously, I told you my love for Rocky. That was a huge, huge opportunity. The entire cast of True Romance with Christian Slater, Christopher Walken, the late Dennis Hopper.
Incredible.
He was
Your name in True Romance was Dick Ritchie.
Dick Ritchie.
That's right. That is correct. And that's a film that I love doing. You know, the entire cast of Beautiful Girls, Matt Dillon. This was, these guys were like people that I was a fan of. So, you know, Jennifer Jason Leigh on the show, I did Atypical. I've never really had any problems with anybody. They've all lived up to the expectations. You know, you like I said, you have a bad morning or you're late for work because of traffic. But, you know, I haven't seen anybody be like a complete pain in the ass, you know, all day, every day.
Well, you're lucky because I got John Ritchie right here. Talk about a pain in the you-know-what, man, this guy.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why the Raiders and Eagles both got rid of him. They said, let's upgrade.
Yeah. Dumped them.
Exactly right.
To the curb.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. I'm asking for a friend here. So our producer, James Seltzer, who you talked to, you know, as you were coming on the show, fine person. I mean, we love him. All right?
Fine.
We have...
When you say fine, that's...
Yeah, it's never good, right, Michael?
Like it's a limiting factor.
There's a butt coming here. Yeah. But we have, for about 7 years, had a request for him to somehow get Stallone on the show. I mean, we want to talk to Rock. And Rock is a big Eagles fan. And, you know, he's still alive, but he's in his 80s. And Seltzer's got 3 more days to get him on prior to Super Bowl 59. What advice would you have for James Seltzer to try to get Stallone on our show in the next 3 days?
Well, you call him James Seltzer. I call him Jimbo Seltzer.
Nice.
Jimbo's good.
I'm going to be honest with you. If he hasn't gotten Rock at one of the Super Bowls, that you guys have had
correct
in all these years, and we're the clock is ticking, the hourglass is running out. You know, maybe it's starting. I'm not suggesting we get rid of Jimbo, but I'm saying maybe you might have to bring in another guy. He's a Philadelphia guy. The age is not going to stop Stallone. He's in great shape. He's moving.
Father Time undefeated. Father Time undefeated. Jimbo.
That's right, and not for Stallone. It's for Jimbo. Jimbo's the problem.
Jimbo's clock is ticking.
Oh, I'm well aware he's a problem. I'm well aware.
This should be like a common thing. This shouldn't be like, oh, we're just going to get you for 3 minutes. This is the staple of Philadelphia sports. We're talking about the morning drive, and you can't get Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone, the Italian Stallion, for Super Bowl week.
Seltzer, you got any retort here? You got any comment?
Yeah, this show would be lost without me, Michael. It would just there's zero chance it would survive, so it's all good.
I get it would be lost, but you know, it's like I'm not confirming or denying that other stations have had the Stallion, Italian Stallion.
It's not that hard.
You want to help me out, Michael? You want to put a call in for me?
What am I? You think I got?
You just said you know him. I love Copland.
Yeah, do you
great
know
movie.
Sly
I mean,
Stallone?
Come on.
Do you have a hookup for us or what?
Do I know Sly Stallone? Who are you guys talking to here? Who do you think you're talking to? Some extra? Look up Copland, Superboy Babbage.
You could be in a movie with him and not know him.
Michael, I kind of like you not doing it because I want to keep the heat on Seltzer. As much as I want to talk
That's
to Stallone, I want to keep. I want Seltzer to get it done.
Are you friends with Sly Stallone, Michael?
I'm not confirming or denying anything about me and the Stallion. I call him the Stallion, the Italian
You're that
Stallion,
close.
Rocky Balboa.
This sounds perfect, okay. Jimmy.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. Hey, Michael, let me remind everyone listening. The Fillmore, the spot, the event's happening 10 days from now, February 14th. Obviously great for a Valentine's Day date night, or if you don't have a date, just go with your buddies or your girls, whoever you got. Tickets available.
Girls?
Well, plural. Groups of guys, groups of girls. Like girls, if you don't have
together.
A date.
Got it.
Tickets available. Michael.
He said girls, like, that's a bad thing. Yeah, I would love a group of girls coming as opposed to.
Does that happen a lot? You have lots of girls showing up at the shows?
Yeah, they show up and send a bunch of stinky, lonely guys on Valentine's Day. I'm not saying I don't want a crew of dudes coming, but I mean, if on Valentine's Day, yeah, I'd like six or seven beautiful girls if they don't have dates and, you know, they're not fortunate enough to know Jimbo over there. Yeah,
damn right.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. All right, the website to buy the tickets is michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Michael, final thing, and this is just me to you because it's one of my all-time favorites. Thank you for the great movie, Beautiful Girls. Freaking loved it, man. Your soliloquy, the whole movie, A+.
Yeah, I had a great time doing it. A beautiful girl will make you dizzy. We had a beautiful time making it. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And like I said, Taylor Swift's tears. We want to see Swifties all over the world losing their minds Sunday. That's what my prediction is. To quote the great Clubber Lang in Rocky III, my prediction, pain. That's what I'm talking about.
Pain. I love it. Hey, Michael, stay well, man. Enjoy the game. By the way, who wins? The Eagles win?
Oh, Eagles win. 28-25, the Eagles win, and it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game. Eagles, they're ready, man. They are ready. Jalen's ready. Saquon is ready. The defense is ready. Let's do it. Let's pull it out.
Love it. Michael Rapaport, comedy.com. Michael, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the game. Thanks for being part of the show today, man.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, man. Michael. There he is, actor and comedian Michael Rapaport. I heard the curse was taken out right there.
I always listen for that when I check if a song can be played.
All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Ben Davis in studio. And obviously, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. Ben, let's get one quick Phillies thing in here, and then we'll get right back to the phones. So, Alec Boehm's going to be a Philly this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel they've crossed the point where it's almost too late? I mean, you can make the trade, but it's not going to happen at this point, right?
Not right now, it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
But
how do you feel about that? Because I'm excited to have Alec Boehm still be a Phil. And John is really frustrated by it.
I think he's the best pure hitter on the team.
Well, second behind Bryce. I mean, Bryce is Bryce.
No, pure hitter?
Well, I mean, for everything that hitting...
I think Bryce is a...
For everything that hitting represents...
I mean, Bryce bats like .330 when he wants to.
Yeah, and walks to me is part of hitting. I mean, part of hitting is just getting on base.
But even as a pure hitter, like Bryce, when he didn't have the power with the arm, he's just spraying it all over the field. Like, I do think Bryce is a better pure hitter.
I do, too. And he certainly has more power.
So
I mean, I know
what went wrong with him last fall.
I think when he came back from his hand injury, I think he was still hurt. And I don't think he let on about it because when he came back, he was not the same.
Hmm.
He was not the same. But I wonder how that's going to affect him mentally, thinking,
well, that's a concern.
They tried to move me the whole offseason, but yet they couldn't, and I'm still here. Do I really feel wanted?
Well, you know, my three words on that, deal with it.
Well,
part of sports in life is challenging people and say, you know, be
Joe,
better at your
what
job.
What if he's incapable?
Well,
Last year, it felt like he was having a moment or many moments during the season. We don't know exactly what the deal was, but yeah, I agree with you. But he knows that they were trying to move him.
We've seen him come through struggles before, though. I mean, you know,
right.
Let's give the guy some credit.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm personally really happy he's still here. I will say that. I'm really happy he's still here.
I agree. I do hope they get more of the September-October Castellanos than the April, May, and June last year. I mean, that was... Because to me, it was one of those two guys was going to be gone. Turns out neither's gone.
Right.
Same lineup. Same team.
It's going to be the same team. Yeah.
Same team. All right, let's go to the phones. Time's yours in a few minutes. Obviously, the Eagles and the Chiefs on Sunday. James, the line's still a point and a half?
Still a point and a half.
That is incredible. With how many, I don't know if it's millions, it's certainly at least hundreds of thousands, probably millions betting across the nation, for a line to not move
in 9 days. Yeah, well, I think it's just going to stay now until the end. I think what you'll see is at the very, you know, right before the game day, whatever, there'll be the sharp money coming in somewhere, and the line will move on Sunday, is my guess.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say. It's possible that no new information comes out relative to the game. No injuries, no nothing.
Yeah, everybody's going to play who's supposed to play.
Yeah, there's nothing you're really waiting on,
and
I don't think.
I get the sense, it's like a weird thing. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people who are confident, and I'm not just talking about Eagles fans, like people, you know, who are confident that the Eagles are going to win. And then I just see people, and Ben, you said it earlier, it's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. With no other analysis.
I know. No, that's right.
I mean, I really think that some people are just talking themselves in to the fact they think the Chiefs can win only simply because they're the Chiefs.
I agree. I mean, I do think the Eagles are the better roster. I like to think that America recognizes that, but the Mahomes thing is real. I mean, he is Mahomes, and they do win a ton. I mean, and in all due respect to the Eagles, who deserve an incredible amount of credit for all the Eagles do is win, the Chiefs actually do it slightly more.
17 one-score games.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You know.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Go Birds. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Mike. Go Birds.
We're getting so close. So fired up. Listen, so talking about the line here, I got multiple bets with the Eagles laying 10.5. That's where I am, okay? I'm with Ken out there. I think the Eagles are going to roll them. I think they're putting up 45, and I think they're going to roll for about a good 17-point differential. Wow. That's where I am.
Well, I'll be shocked.
Well, you know what? Listen,
that does not happen often with this quarterback and coach combination across the field from us.
Four times. Patrick Mahomes has lost by double-digit points 4 times in his career. Isn't that amazing?
What, 7 or 8 years?
In seven years, 4 times. That's wild, right? One of them was a Super Bowl, though, for what it's worth.
Sure. Wow.
And you know what else doesn't happen often? It doesn't happen often that you get to see the greatest running attack in the history of the league in the Super Bowl. And that's what's going to happen. We keep talking about Mahomes and the defense. Mahomes and the defense. And I get it. I totally understand. What no one's really talking about is they got to face the greatest rushing attack the league has ever seen. And not only that, they are PO'd because they didn't go for the record. So they are channeled up, they are bottled up, and they are ready to roll. And we are just going to run the ball down their throats methodically. John, old school, matriculate the ball down the field all day long, buddy, and that's what's going to happen.
I like it, Mike, quite a bit. Give me a great answer. Playoff moment not involving a Philly team.
All right, listen. I got to do this for my boy Mike Rapport, who just represented Manhattan. We're going to go with the Reggie Miller choke to the Knicks and Spike Lee.
Yeah, that was something. Reggie Miller.
That was great, man.
Yeah, that was the whole thing for
that
a couple
was when
years.
Rivalries
there.
Were awesome.
It was. It really was, Rhea.
It was just nasty and mean spirited, and I loved
and
it.
And last night, everyone sent all these nice things about each other up
at
the podium.
Yeah, I'm with that caller earlier.
Where's the
enough,
hate?
Enough of the nice stuff.
I'm
Let's start
you.
Hating.
I agree. Where's the hate? And you know me in baseball, Ben, I don't like beaning at the head, but give me a good drill a guy in the ribs. Let's have some fights.
Yeah.
Let's get Inky out there bouncing people
there
around.
You, go.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just telling you, baseball is more. And then don't get me started on hockey. I mean, hockey, give me fighting. All right, I'm just saying. Dan in Coatesville. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Dan? What's going on, Dan?
Hey, I just want to, John Ritchie, you know, a few months before you came on to the morning show, you had threatened to tie Joe up into a pretzel.
Oh, no.
And I just kind of missed those.
That.
I kind of miss those moments when you try to put Joe in his place a little bit.
I will crush your face.
Yeah, where's the hate?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Hey, Dan, can I say something to you?
Go ahead.
Take caution in your tone.
They're going to go Stephanie Tanner there.
Colonel Jessup is still alive, and I will have him hunt you down at Guantanamo Bay or in Coatesville. I don't care where he's going to find you. And wait till Dawson and Downey get to you, because then you die.
Right. Man, I am so
that was a wild way to say it. Yeah,
aggressive.
Okay. I might not admit to ordering
the Colonel Markham. He's going to tell on it.
I may not admit to ordering the code red, but just saying, I know some people.
Yeah, I'll wait for John to put you back in your place again.
All right, Dan, what do you got for us on the ball, buddy?
I'm just so confident for this game, and I've only been confident for 2 games so far this year. Recently, with the Giants and with the Cowboys. And I mean, if we'd have lost those games, it would have been pretty pathetic. So,
well, sure. But here's the Dan, in all due respect, here's the problem. If you add up all the Dallas players and all the Giants players, there might not be 7 that would start for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a whole different deal.
It is, but who are they? I mean, we got Saquon, we got Jalen. Either one can run, and
they're
Saquon
the second best
catch.
Team in the world. Best team in the world, Joe.
Yeah. No, I think they're the best.
He's saying
the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's saying the Chiefs.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had this really meeting of the mind. All right, Dan, give me a great answer, and you got a shot to qualify for the Hurts or Brandon Graham jersey. A great playoff moment.
I've been wearing something every day, Eagles. So it is the 1984 in the middle of the Cold War. when the U.S., that puny little hockey team, went and just dismantled the Russians.
Yeah, here's the problem. You're off by 4 years. Yeah,
wrong year. I was confused.
Yeah.
And also, our Olympics playoffs?
Not a playoff.
No, I didn't think so.
Not a playoff. That is a really unfortunate end to an otherwise funny call. But it's that's out. Okay.
That's tough.
That's
tough
what
right
we
there,
like
yeah.
to say in hockey is a choking situation.
That is. Put another way.
What you talking about, Willis?
Horrible answer. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours. I got a couple new drops, by the way. I just want to...
Uh-oh.
Because last night I had the unfortunate reality turning on that lame NFL production, which otherwise should have been great and exciting, but it wasn't. I turned off Dirty Harry to watch that thing. All right? It was a travesty. Dirty Harry was like 20 times more entertaining than that ridiculous NFL Network stuff last night. But anyway, with that said, and so just know...
Dirty Harry. Yeah,
I think we can guess what drop is on the board.
Harry's on the board. Right? Harry's on the board. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
The camera, what's up with you talking about Carson Wentz and the end of his Eagles tenure, which ended a half decade ago? Let's talk about that next week. Let's focus on the football game.
Should the Eagles go get Myles Garrett, who wants out of Cleveland? I don't give a damn. I'll deal with that in a week. My God, they're about to play in the Super Bowl.
Come on, man.
What are you using, my words against me or for me? I'm confused. I mean, James, I thought it was a reasonable point. Carson.
No, I thought that was, I was a little spun around there. I'm not really sure what that was.
Well, let me tell you something, Joe. The Kansas City Chiefs, all the fans, all their tears are flowing down their cheeks, brother. Just like the Schuylkill River, as we bring back the Lombardi Trophy back to the Art Museum. So I'll tell you, Kansas City Chiefs fans, what you gonna do, brother, when all the millions and millions of Eagle maniacs run wild on you?
That's exactly right. Well said.
Nice job.
I had a nightmare last night. First series of the Super Bowl, Mahomes gets hit by Carter. Twists his ankle. He's out. In comes Wentz for the whole game. Throws for 320 yards. Three touchdown passes. Eagles lose.
As if.
I had a nightmare that someone called from like the bottom of the ocean and left a message.
You know what'll happen if Carson Wentz has to go in and Patrick Mahomes is not the quarterback? The zone defense, the conservative approach that Vic Fangio uses will flummox Carson Wentz. He can't take little bites.
Yeah.
We've seen it time and time again. Patrick Mahomes can matriculate the ball down the field and take 15 plays to do so and not make mistakes. Carson will not.
Look, let me say this. Obviously, if Carson gets in the game, it's a good thing unless the Chiefs are up by 40 points, okay? But Ben Davis, imagine if Carson beat the Eagles.
Stop.
Just,
stop
it.
No.
I
can't imagine it. It's not even realistic enough for me to imagine it.
No.
Why would we ever want
Foles
to imagine
beat Brady,
that?
Guys? I mean, I'm just saying.
Foles played
it's
games leading in that got him ready to beat Brady.
Right?
John, could you actually crush his face right now?
Hold on. I'm going to roll it out for the first time.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right. I'm standing right here, Richie. I'm ready. Anytime you want to rumble.
I'm sick and tired of those Chiefs. I haven't wanted to watch the Super Bowl the last 2 years. We're not losing this time. I'm really hungry. Eagles are really hungry. Let's hear it. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Pretty good, man. I mean, you could have revved it up a little more at the end, but it's pretty soft.
The Kansas City Chiefs, and a lot of talk on here is that, you know, well, they're not as good as they were, or they're just about the same as they were when we played them 2 years ago. The way it looks to me is that this team of the Chiefs plays up to the caliber of their, or plays down or up to the caliber of their opponent and end up winning. That's the sucky part. Time's yours.
Well, yeah.
That was a horrible call.
Well, but it is true. They play up or down. I mean, it is weird that they can play so great and win against the Bills team, but then barely win against, I don't know, pick the random scrub that they went to the fourth quarter.
It's the NFL. Teams always kind of play down to teams.
But not
stuff
that,
like that.
Not that excessively. This has been unusual. All right, with that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
The refs better not job the Eagles. They better not. Roger Goodell weighed in yesterday on the premise that obviously has made its way around the nation, that the league and or the refs favor the Kansas City Chiefs. Some people think it goes as far as a conspiracy. I don't, but I do think they favor them. In the moment, refs, you know, help Mahomes out. Not because they're trying to, but because they do it. And
the rules favor the quarterbacks, and then when he complains, he's got a compelling way of, you know, bending their ears.
I agree. Here's Roger Goodell yesterday on the officials in this whole
deal. It's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, you know, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better?
Well, start by making it better. Okay? Yeah. Start by not having bad calls on Sunday. Let's go to the phones. David in Wilmington. David, you're on WIP.
All right. Well, I hope that Jake Elliott has his bookie paid off finally.
Has his bookie paid off? What does that mean?
With all the extra points he's missing all the time, I can go out there and make those kicks.
You know, I'm not happy with him this year, but I'd rather have him out there than you. But I get
your
point, David.
Are you really good at kicking?
You're frustrated, man. I get it.
No, I'm not. Pretty bad. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
It's a problem. This could come back and bite us, and that's terrifying.
And we have seen some championships lost because of players people thought should have been off the team. Kimbrel at the end, the punter 2 years ago. I mean, it does happen, and this could be one of them. But I don't think it will be.
I still think there's a problem with the wide receivers. I still think they have a Jalen problem. So if we don't win this game, I think there's going to be locker room issue.
Well, I'll be surprised, but we'll see. All right, David, we got to start quickly turning to here. Give me a great answer. Again, you can qualify for the chance to win the Hurts jersey or the Brandon Graham jersey. Non-Philadelphia, tremendous playoff moments in history. What do you got?
Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, 3 home runs.
That's a big answer. Mm-hmm. That really is. All right, we're moving fast. Give me an answer. Sports moment. Lou, what do you got?
Hey, Joe. Good morning, crew.
Good morning. Lou, we got to move fast, my man. Give me a moment from playoff history.
All right. This night, I watched my son be born, the helmet catch.
Yeah.
Also, it's the anniversary of my son's birthday. It's his 17th birthday. He watched the Eagles be born. He's a lucky kid.
Wow.
Got a third Super Bowl. So let's go. 17 today. My bad. I was trying to get all this out quick. I didn't know.
That's awesome.
Hey, Lou, two things. One, happy birthday to your son. And two, call us back tomorrow when we got more time. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. I will. Thanks.
All right, man. The helmet catch certainly was notable. Trevor in Jim Thorpe, PA. Trevor, give me a moment.
Tim Tebow threw to Demaryius Thomas in overtime.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Crazy.
It was cool.
It's like the only pass he ever completed in the league.
Early playoff, so it's probably less likely to be voted for, but certainly was pretty cool. All right, we got to come up with the winning answer. I think there are five. Hey, look, I think Reggie's pretty high up there, but not going to win the three homers.
How's Bobby Thompson not mentioned?
Wasn't mentioned.
Not mentioned.
I know.
Shot heard round
and
the world.
And nobody said anything.
Was that
Jordan.
Technically playoffs then, though? Because that was just to go to the World Series. No, it was the end of the regular season.
Well, it's a one-pennant.
It was a
yes,
one
it won
game.
Him the pennant, it but it was not. They didn't have playoffs to go to the. You just went straight to the World Series.
It was an extra three games, I believe, to find out which team would advance, which
correct.
I don't believe would be considered the playoffs.
Well, it's extra three games, and this.
I don't
playoffs.
Know. I don't know.
I don't think it was, but I.
All right, that
point.
Aside, four to me, we got to choose between these four. Three happened on the field, one off the field. The Immaculate Reception, 1972, Steelers. Kirk Gibson, 1988, Dodgers. Carlton Fisk home run game 6, 75 Red Sox. Joe Namath sitting poolside predicting that his team would win. Obviously, they then went out there and did it.
I'm voting for Kirk Gibson.
I second that.
Yeah, Kirk Gibson for me, too.
Well, it's already over.
There you go. Sorry.
So I was between Gibson and Namath. God, an Immaculate Reception. John, which would you have voted for? Gibson's already
probably
won it.
Probably the Immaculate Reception.
This is a tough one, man.
What an incredible play.
All right. Well, look, Kirk Gibson has said by the caller, Gary, way back early in the show, Gary, you have won an Eagles hat, an Eagles glass tumbler, and also a $50 Visa gift card. Even more important, you, sir, have qualified to win the Jalen Hurts or Brandon Graham jerseys, which we'll give away Friday to our five qualifiers this week.